Everybody Googles everything, especially potential customers or employers, and a business or personal online reputation can make or break you. If negative search results or reviews are impacting you, Webmax is here to help. Our proven process restores your online reputation quickly and effectively, and it matters. Don't let negative results control your narrative. Visit GoWebmax.com and fill out a brief confidential form to see how we can help. Remember, if you aren't paying attention to your online reputation, someone else is. GoWebmax.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga, Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Nobody can stop this.
Welcome, welcome back to another lovely episode of your Only One Ravens podcast. I'm your host, King Pope, here. I got my co-host, Mr. JB, here.
What up, world?
Yeah, man. Yesterday was a 38-6 beatdown of the Detroit Lions. It was a very impressive game. I think they hit on the keys that we wanted, JB, and I want to get into this game heavy because, man, it's a lot to talk about from yesterday's game and what we saw and what we expected. So I think I want to start on the defensive side, my guy, because it's a lot to talk about on the offensive side. So, I mean, JB, let me know how you felt, you know, when it came to the defense yesterday.
I think our defense played lights out. But real quick, before we even get into this, like, I just want to address, like, the national media. Like, they, like, every week they just been shrugging us off. And, you know, like, we don't know who the real Baltimore Ravens are. Like, until the real Lamar Jackson show up and his receivers catch the ball, we don't know. Like, but really, they know. And that's the problem. Like, they scared. So, like, I want to shout out, like, Ryan Clark. Like, Ryan Clark, man, one of those dudes that's been consistent. You know what I mean? Like, bigging up the Ravens and Lamar and Swaggoo. And, you know what I mean? It's just a couple little local YouTubers that I've been watching. Like, Everything King. You know what I mean? Shout out to him. Like he has kind of been on the wave, same wave that we've been on. And, you know what I mean? So shout out to him. And then, the girl that was at the game, yesterday, Kimberly Martin, like she been one of those ones that has gone back and forth with Stephen A. Right. So shout out to all of them. But yeah, so let me get right back, to the defense. I love the fact. Really love the fact that Justin Madubuike has turned it on these last couple of weeks. It looks like he is that driving force. You know what I mean? And, just all those guys that have come in and contributed. Like this week we had, Odafe back and, you know, he played a major part and, you know, the secondary continued to make plays and, you know, of course, Agent Zero and Pat Queen continue to make plays, even though I think Pat Queen had got like, shaken up during the series. Like I didn't see it or something. Apparently he had to come off the field or something crazy like that. But yeah, like I just feel ecstatic and I can go on and on about the defense, but P, I really want to hear you speak and how you break everybody down, like position by position.
All right, so first of all, I be on Twitter and I see, you know, the comments and things that people say on Twitter. So last year, I think it was last year, you know, when I did spaces and I did like, you know, group chats with people and stuff like that on Twitter, I said last year that Justin Madubuike reminds me, I said he could be a baby Aaron Donald. And people call me crazy. People said, bro, you crazy for saying that. You're crazy for putting him in the same category as Aaron Donald. But I told people, Justin Madubuike trains with Aaron Donald. Everything his training was with Aaron Donald.
Yep.
He worked
yep.
with Aaron Donald. He did a lot of work with Aaron Donald. Like, the guy admires Aaron Donald. He wanted to be great. Well, yesterday, Justin Madubuike looked like baby Aaron Donald, like I said. And I've been saying it for a long time. The only problem about with Justin Madubuike is his consistency level is not on Aaron Donald's level. And that's fine. And I understand that. You get me? And I'm not saying he Aaron Donald, but he has traits that shows
absolutely
that
absolutely.
He is like Aaron Donald. Some of yeah. the plays of how they of what he did yesterday, of what Aaron Donald would do to wreck your offensive line. He did that yesterday. He did that. He put so much pressure up the middle. It just caused problems for them in the pocket yesterday. But people call me crazy when I said this, and I seen it because the guy trained so hard. Like, look at the way he looks. Tell me he don't look like Aaron Donald a little bit. Look at his body structure.
Yeah.
You get me? Aaron Donald. Yeah. I mean, he's real muscular up top like Aaron is, real strong like the bruh. He puts in. He
and
puts
I think.
In work.
Yeah, and I think the only reason why he hasn't reached that Aaron Donald status yet is because of his health. That's all. Like that's it. But he's well capable, you know what I mean, of playing to that level of an Aaron Donald. Right? So so hopefully he can continue to be that anchor to that front four that we want to see get going.
Yeah, I mean, like, I really said that last year, and like I said, people call me crazy. But like, when you look at players and you see certain things, you can see their traits. And the guy put in the work with Aaron Donald. He sat there and he learned from Aaron Donald. He sat there and he did what he had to do to become a better player. Like, he really is that guy. Like, I hope the Ravens are able to pay this guy because he only going to get better. Like, he's only going to become more dominant. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's an awesome player, and I'm happy for him for what he did yesterday, man. He had a great game. As far as the secondary, they played airtight coverage. I like some of the zones that they ran. Their concepts in the red zone were immaculate.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Like, You had one concept where the Lions had three wide receivers on one side and two on the other side, right? And the Ravens had like a stack combo where they had four guys to your left, and then you had your guys on the right. And I forget the name, guys. He broke it down on Twitter, but you could see how when they ran their routes in the end zone, the Ravens was squeezing on one side of the stack, whereas though there was no space for Jared Goff to even throw
the ball. Yep.
And then on the other side, it was like the receivers ran quick outs to try to run corner routes, but the corners were just all over top of that.
Right. So they would just smother them and force them out of bounds into the sideline.
Right. So like Mike's red zone defense is great. I mean, like, his concepts of what he's called. And not only that is great, the players are doing their jobs in the concept to make it hard, which is even better. Like,
even,
I just think Mike and the defense are on the same page 100%. Like, they're just, they're in like mid-season form, and they're ready. Like, Like, but whoever we play, we giving it everything. So it's like they're there.
I agree with you. Now, I remember when we first started this podcast, or when I first became a part of it, right? I said it was going to be probably about week 6, 7, maybe 8 to see what we really got, because a lot of guys are coming back from injury. you know what I mean? A lot of, like, Marlon Humphrey, for instance, and then, you know, they were still going out and bringing guys in, like, kind of signing them for cheap, you know what I mean, to fill in for some of these guys. And so you have a guy like Kyle Van Noy. You know what I mean? Like, he played lights out yesterday. You know what I mean? Like, and then you had another guy who they brought in, right? I don't know if they brought him in this year or last year. Arthur Mallette. You know what I mean? I'm just saying his name wrong. Is Mallette. You know what I mean? Like, the last 3-4 games that he's been in, like, he's continued to get better and better. And I this week he was our lead tackler. You know what I mean? So I like where we are defensively. I mean, we still got some stuff to work out and guys still coming back from injury, but yeah, like, we are in midseason form. No doubt.
So I feel like the Ravens defense has been carrying since the beginning of the year. And the reason why I say is because in certain games, the Ravens offense just was not there. You know what I mean? Like, the Colts game, the Ravens defense was carrying. The Tennessee game, the Ravens defense was carrying. The Browns game, the Ravens defense was carrying. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like certain games they were carrying. I mean, I think they was there. I just think that now they're starting to get all their pieces that they were, like, injured, and it's just magnifying a little bit more. And then with Arthur Mallette, he came from the Steelers. They picked him up this year.
Right.
So
right.
What he does, he helps the slot position a lot, because you can put him
absolutely
in the slot.
And yep, then it gives
Kyle a chance to be more of a roamer, mm-hmm, instead of dropping him in the coverage as a slot. Because I know they like to put Kyle in the slot sometimes, but Arthur plays it so well, yep, that it allows Kyle to do other things, which is very encouraging.
Is right. It's
very encouraging to see.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then the other thing, JB, is at the beginning of the year, I know we were nervous about our corners. You know what I mean? Because we was mm-hmm like, man, Marlo not gonna be there. Then they pick up Darby. You know what I mean? We weren't hiring Brandon Stevenson. What's the guy named Rocky Sim? He was hurt.
Yeah.
Didn't know what was going to get out of him. You know what I mean? We wanted MP back. But I got to say, man, secondary, they've been holding up.
We lost Marcus,
and we was like, dang, man, what we going to do now? You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
And then Geno just stepped up and took man, I can't complain,
everybody that you just named is balling out. Whether they coming back from an injury or coming in to replace a guy that was injured. Like, everybody balling out. Like, even Brandon Stevens, you know what I mean? Like, I might have to take back some of the stuff I said about him.
I don't know about that.
I mean?
JB, you're going too far.
No, man. I'm just saying. He had a pretty solid game.
Okay, you know let's just mean? Leave like, it there.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave it there. So you wanna roll to the offense?
Well, I got just a couple more key things. So
go ahead.
So I was impressed. This tastes nasty coming out of my mouth. I was impressed with 99. And if you guys don't know who 99 is, who you should know is Odafe Owe. Yeah. I was impressed.
Yeah.
Because he had Penny Sue looking like a first, he had him looking like a rookie, really. And he was going to work on him. He got a sack fumble. You know what I mean? So to 99's credit, he came back and he played great. And I thought they were going to pitch count him a little bit, but man, he didn't look like he needed to be pitched.
They let him loose.
He looked like he was good to go. Shout out to EDC for bringing in Kyle Van Noy. I thought it was going to be a good move anyway, but it shows his veteranship that he's
bro.
Man, he's good, man. Bro, I mean, like, Kyle is good. He's still got it.
Yeah, I don't want to cut you off, but I'm gonna have to, bro. Like, yeah, I think it was Detroit. I think it was a run play, right? And St. Brown went to go block Kyle Van Noy. Did you see that? Like how he like suplexed him.
No, that was that was Rock. That was Rocky Simmons.
Oh no, that was Rock. I seen. Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yo, they playing lights out. Like, it's crazy. And what I noticed is, like, we was worried about them keeping Adafe on a pitch count. Like, they was able to keep Jadeveon Clowney, like, on the sideline and to preserve him, you know what I mean?
I think he played about 44 snaps.
Yeah, but listen, like, because he really wasn't in there doing, like those critical first and second downs. Like, he was coming in primarily on their third and fourth downs.
Well, he's their best edge setter when it comes to the run game.
Right.
He's definitely their best edge setter because David Ojabo can't do it. He's not an edge setter at all. Like, his edge setter skills are bad. I'm going to be honest with you. If anything that I will say about him is in all season, he needs to get stronger and gets in the weight room.
Yeah.
Because as an edge setter, he is god awful. He has to get in the weight room. He's not good with that. Now, one more thing I had on defense was I'm nitpicking, but I know it was garbage time. But let me tell you something. I hope our corners stay healthy, JB, because I don't want to see 23 out there. I can't do it, bro. I'm sorry. He got smoked by J-Mo twice. I know it was garbage time. I get it. But Rocky Sim, bro, you got burnt twice. You lucky. You just lucky the dude didn't catch the football. But he smoked him twice.
Yeah, see, in that situation, I don't know why we wouldn't be, like, in the zone high. Because we know what they're going to do. They got to throw the ball deep. They wasn't really all that successful underneath. I mean, like, we kept everything underneath. So we knew that at some point, like, they was going to go over the top. You know what I mean? So I would like to see them play a high zone, you know what I mean, to take that away and not really. Gas, you know, I was a DB, bro. So, like, it's fourth quarter, you gas, and then you up.
Right, but that's, you know what I mean? He didn't play the whole game. They took him, they brought him in when they took the starters out. I'm just saying, I hope the starters stay good and he don't play.
So,
that's
right,
what I'm saying. Because if he out there, Nick, I'm scared. You know what I'm saying? He was back up and he was getting toasted. But I can't see him out there, bro. I'm sorry, I can't.
But I mean, I'm glad that he was able to get into the game because it was a blowout.
Yeah, like, I mean, it gave him some reps. But he can't start.
I think that's what they need. I think they needed a blowout to now open it up. Like, all right, yeah, like ain't nobody messing with this defense right now.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I know. Yeah, I mean, the back end of our schedule gets a little tougher. Yeah, I mean, we can talk about that later. But, yeah, like, I think they needed this blowout
confidence. Yeah, I agree. So, yeah, now we can switch over to the offense, which is, I mean, to me, this is the bulk of the show for me because, hey, Todd Monken, I give you flowers using your bag.
Yeah, like, that was
we
it.
We talked about you last show so bad, you must have heard us. Because you was in your
bag. Bro.
Hey, he was in his bag on Sunday, man. Like, we talked about the red zone play so much that Todd dialed it up. I was excited. And don't get wrong, I said I hate to see Lamar running for your Izzo touchdown, but that first touchdown red zone play was immaculate.
Was phenomenal. And I'm gonna tell you what was phenomenal about that play. And just another person that we was kind of getting on the last couple weeks, last couple shows, Ronnie Stanley. Ronnie Stanley. Like, yeah, he pulled Ronnie Stanley, and Ronnie Stanley was the lead block. And he did it a couple times, like different ways throughout the game. So I'm like, okay, well, that's a good way to use that talent that you paid for.
Yes. Yeah. So, because you know he's athletic, you know he can run. Put him on it, make him do that.
Right. Now, my thing is, I didn't already made up my mind that when he's in the game, he's going to get a penalty or two. You know what I mean? Like, he ain't going to be able to play a clean game. No, so
he's not.
So when he's in the game, just expect something. Yeah, expect some type of penalty on him. But if he continue to play like that and block like that, all right. You know what I mean? Like, that might outweigh all the, you know, the dumb mistakes that he makes.
Yeah, his fat ass had two holdings yesterday. I was not happy with that. I ain't gonna hold you. Like, you just gotta be smarter than that, dude. Like, get your hands inside. And that's the thing, you know better. Your hands are supposed to be inside, not outside. Obviously, when your hands are outside, the referees can see that you holding. Like, come on, bruh. Like, that pissed me off when I seen that. And then they show the replay, and I'm looking at it, I'm like, Ronnie Stanley, you know better.
Right, like, and it wasn't like he didn't have opportunity to take his hand off. Like, he got called, like, on the second hold when he tried to, you know what I mean, spin off of him and go for the sack.
And he did it twice.
Gotta let that go, bro.
Come on, bro. But I loved Todd's red zone play calling. I thought it was immaculate. Now, what shocked me was the Raiders won the coin toss, and they took the ball. So, initially, when that hit my mind, I'm like, okay, they took the ball. I'm thinking they was going to defer. But when they took the ball, I felt like, okay, they must going to drive down the field and punch them in the mouth early because they want to jump on these guys. And lo and behold, they did. They punched them right in the mouth, first drive, straight down the field, said, listen, they've been talking about the Lions all week, saying this, and check this out. We're going to show y'all what's up. And I was impressed. And from that drive on, it was punch them in the mouth every single time. Next drive. Touchdown. Next drive, touchdown. Next drive, touchdown. I was like,
looking good. Yeah. Everything that we asked for last week, they definitely gave us that. Like I said I didn't want to see six field goals by Justin Tucker. I wanted to see six extra points made. I think you came in and said four. But yeah, like five. That's what I'm saying. I said you came in and said four, and so we split it down the middle with five, man. Like it was exciting to see. Another thing that like I was watching with this Todd Monken playbook. You know, like I say, he must have been listening because he definitely opened it up. But like I was watching Zay Flowers, like Lamar was using Zay Flowers in motion. So he can, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like properly how a quarterback does, so he can get his pre-read and hopefully throw to a spot. Like, but the spots that Lamar was throwing to, like, they was like wide open. Like, they was wide open. So like, he definitely did his due diligence. Lamar, that is. And he broke that defense down. That quote unquote top defense, he broke them down. And this is, like, not the first week that he has done that. Like, we went up against Cleveland, and they were supposed to have the top-notch defense, and he broke them down. So, I'm excited to see where they go from here, because their schedule does get a little tougher, on the back end. So, like, I'm excited for everything, man.
I mean, with this offense yesterday, if the Ravens play like this, it's going to be tough for them to be beat. Because that offense, if they're clicking like that, how do you stop that? Like, how do you get in front of some of that? Like, they got so much spacing in their receiving game that if you want to even try to clamp down on his receivers, he's going to use his legs to beat you. So it's like, what are you going to do? It's like you got to pick your poison. Do I want him to throw the football, or do I want him to use his legs? Because it's just like the way that Detroit played yesterday. They didn't know what to do. They were totally confused.
No, but yeah, they was confused offensively and defensively. Like, you know, I swear I watched Jared Goff drive back one time, and his eyes was just as big as the ocean, boy. Like, his eyes was so big. Like you got boys like Pat Queen and all them guys coming at you. Like, yeah, like you ain't. You know what I mean? Like, you ain't never seen that before. And that's what it was. Like, they never seen a potent AFC defense like that.
Ain't know what else you know what made mean? Me think? What else made me think about, like, yesterday, John? I'm thinking, when I look at these teams that we call top teams, like when you say the Eagles, they say the Lions, you say the 49ers, I'm going to be honest. Those teams have not seen an AFC North defense. And the reason why, and what I'm saying is, okay, they talked about 49ers so much, right? Last week, the Browns went in there and clamped that thing. Like, AFC North defenses are different than other teams in the NFL. I mean, from the Ravens, the Steelers, and the Browns, even the Bengals defense is good. These four defenses are good. So if you're not used to playing those four teams are used to playing each other, so they're used to slugfests.
Right.
But other teams not used to defense like this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's so old school defense.
Yeah, so when you play against these AFC North teams, it's rough. And you find out quick, like, dang, these boys are different. So yesterday, to me, Detroit was like, bro, I ain't seen a defense like this at all. I'm not used to this. You get what I'm saying? So it was almost like they were blown away by what they seen, and it just was like, yeah, this is different. Like, we not used to this. Same thing with the 49ers. 49ers dragging teams, dragging. They play against Cleveland. Cleveland said, not here? And the 49ers like, well, damn, who is this? You know what I mean? Like, they had to step back. Like, hold up, this defense is crazy. So I just think AFC North defenses are totally different from the NFL, and they're just their defenses are built the same because they know they got to fight each other in the division, and it's hard for teams that's not in the AFC North to challenge those defenses. They just they're good, man. Like yesterday, Myles Garrett is insane, insane.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he is insane. That was crazy. But back to the offense, Lamar Jackson. I read a stat yesterday. Lamar Jackson has 3-1. He has 300 QBR ratings of 155.8. The only other quarterback to have 3 quarterback ratings of 155.8 is Tom Brady. So Lamar and Tom Brady are the only two quarterbacks to have 3 games of 155.8.
Not even
the God Patrick Mahomes has that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So that's the key stat to
throw out there.
Yeah, I'm gonna let you get back to doing what you're doing, but my thing is, like, I kinda hate stats like that because at the end of the day, Brady got rings. We waiting on Lamar to make that ascension, you know what I mean? And you know what I mean, so he can get to that level. So, like, yeah, I mean, like, yeah, like, he done a lot that Tom Brady did, you know what I mean, and throughout his career. Lamar is doing it on the first half of his career. So, like, yeah, a lot of that is honorable. But, bro, we know what's in front of us right now. We got to take care of everybody that we need to take care of so we can get to the playoffs, and I don't want to move too quick because everybody's saying, okay, let's focus on Arizona because we can easily go over there to the West Coast and drop our guard down and lose this game. So, like, I want to get the offense to continue to play poised, man. That's another thing. Like, one thing that I saw from Lamar, this game with the Lions, he was so poised in the pocket. I mean, it was like, he didn't get rattled this game, and I appreciate that. And I go back to what you was saying, P, that you said that they wanted to come out and punch Detroit Lions in the mouth because all week has been about the Detroit Lions. Well, like I second that, but I also will say the Ravens have planned to come out the beginning of every game and punch guys in their mouth. The only thing that was holding us back was, even through all the injuries, was the costly turnovers. That's what was costing us, like game after game after game. Like, as we was driving down the field and then we get a penalty or somebody will fumble or Lamar would throw, interception, which he, I don't think he had throughout, like, through the first 2 or 3 weeks. You can probably correct me on that, but now they are functioning and rolling on all cylinders. So, like, I'm excited to see what this offense is going to turn out.
So the reason why I throw that stat line out there is because it's you got to remember, too, it's Lamar haters. And there's a lot of them that's out there. And they always say he can't do this and he can't do that and he's not great as a pack. And they still saying that today. But the reason why I throw that stat line is because of that. Because, like I said, I've been watching Lamar Jackson since he played in college. The kid can throw the football. You know what I mean? But people are so hard on him. And it's so crazy that they so hard on the cat. But
are you going to say why? Are you going to say why, though?
It don't even matter to me at this point. Because I'm going to be honest with you, the kid proving everybody wrong, and he's doing his job. He's become a much better passer over the years. Yeah, when he came in as a rookie, it was different. I mean, but he was a rookie. And then he got better as time went on. He progressed as a better passer. Now, today, Lamar Jackson is a great passer, and you see that. And he's been cutting teams up for the last couple of weeks, and he's been looking good doing it. He cut the Steelers up. The only problem was they dropped the football. You know what I mean? So yeah. I'm just tired of the bad narratives about all of it. But I got to give the kid his flowers when the kid plays well, because he does. He comes out there, and he plays hard, and he brings it every game. So I'm happy to see that and all that. The running game was very impressive yesterday. See, that's the thing, what I'm saying. That's why earlier I said the Ravens have to throw the ball to open up the run. Like, in Greg Roman's system, they had to run to open up that pass because that was how their offense was built. Mm-hmm. This offense is built, you got to throw to open up the run. And see, I'm extra okay with Lamar not being a top rusher, because that's what I want to see. I don't want to see Lamar leading the team in rushing. I want to see somebody else doing that. I don't want to see. It's so much better when Lamar does not have to run the football as much and be your dominant runner. Like,
absolutely.
The offense is so much more dangerous that way.
Absolutely. Like, absolutely.
And shout out to the offensive line. Like, yesterday, blocking. Y'all played an excellent game. Like, besides those two holding calls on Ronnie Stanton, I'm going to be hard on you, Ronnie, because I expect more out of you. I'm sorry. They pay you $100 million. I just expect more out of you. And I'm going to be hard on you because I still feel like you're soft. But yesterday, you played great, except your two holding calls. And I'm going to still dog you on that because you can play better than that. And I know you can play better than that. But the offensive line, hell of a game. Great blocking. I didn't hear nothing from Hutch yesterday. He was quiet storm. I mean, it was just a great team victory from offense, defense, special teams, and all that. They just played well. But I do got some areas on offense where I just wasn't happy with. Even though they played great, it was areas where I wasn't happy with yesterday. So everybody, again, wants to blame Lamar for the fumble yesterday. That was not Lamar's fault.
No.
It was not. Like, I say, and it's a girl that's on Twitter. She be on 105.7 The Fan. You might have heard her, John. Her name is Rita. She be on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Rita be saying some stupid stuff. I'm sorry, Rita. Like, she gonna get on there on Twitter and blame Lamar for the fumble that happened yesterday, talking about, oh, Lamar wanted to keep the ball. That's the reason why they fumbled. It was all his fault. Rita, baby, listen. When you when you watch the game, you got to learn football at the same time, baby. That was a mesh play. He stuck the ball in the belly of the running back. It's the running back to take the football. Lamar only takes it if someone is cracking down on him. And there was nobody cracking on him. It was in the running back's belly. If you watch the play closely in the replay, Justice Hill had the ball. He lost it.
Yeah, he just lost it.
He clearly lost the football. It was in his arms. He clearly lost it. Lamar just was handing it. It was like he was holding, but the running back had the ball. He just fumbled it. Stop putting stuff on guys like that. You gotta just watch the game, and it's okay to say, well, I didn't see it that way. I made a mistake, my bad. But Rita, when you out there talking like that, you make yourself look crazy, baby. It make you look like you don't know what you're talking about. You know what I mean? I understand you got your little job, 105.7. They give you a gig and you get on there, you talk, but that was bad on your behalf on Twitter. And then you wanted to argue with people on Twitter about it. It just made you look like you don't know what you're talking about, because you didn't. That play was not on Lamar. It was straight 43. And I'm going to be honest with you, JB, I'm tired of seeing 43 in that concept. I just don't think that he's not good in that. You know what I mean? Because that's his second time fumbling in that concept. I don't want to see 43. I'm done.
You know who I want to see. You know who I want to see.
Bro,
I was gonna bring up, but the one play he had,
woo, bro, you see that?
If y'all don't know who we talking about, we talking about Keaton Martin. Mitchell.
Keaton Mitchell.
Yeah, Keaton Mitchell. Yeah, man, that boy bad. He bad.
Man, let me tell you something. Just the glimpse of what I got, JB, of what that play was and what he looked like. He's shifty. He fast. He quick. Let me tell you something. You plug him in and this offense with Gus, that is dangerous. He's fast. Lamar fast. Zay Flowers fast. It's going to be so much speed on the field, man. I'm telling you. This kid needs a chance.
Right, he need more reps. Yeah, he just need more touches, man. Get him in the game. I like it. Last episode, I said, let's get Devin DuVernay in there with Zay, on the screens or whatever. And only reason why I said that was because we didn't know when they was gonna put Mitchell in the game, when they was gonna bring him up or whatever. So now we seen what the kid can do, even though if you really know him, you watched him in college, then you know what he about. But yeah, we excited to see this dude. Hopefully he can get more reps in.
Hopefully he can get more of Justice Hill reps, because I'm sorry, Justice Hill. It's either you're not all the way healthy or you're just not strong in that area, bro, because that's your second fumble. At this point, bro, I just can't. I think if Keenan didn't get hurt yesterday, I think Justin would have been done for the game. Honestly, that fumbling shit. And that was another touchdown. That was supposed to be another touchdown on that drive, because they were in the red zone, man.
Yeah.
So my other problem is, JB, Odell Beckham.
What's your problem with OBJ, man?
I'm gonna tell you why. When Lamar was throwing OBJ the ball yesterday, he was running backwards. And that right there, I hate that. Bro, catch the ball, get upfield. He wanted to come back, try to shoot the guy, make all these moves, and you lose the yards. Take what you can get, bro.
I hear that, right? But again, I play receiver and tight end. So here's what's going on with OBJ. He want to come out and, he want to get his engine turning, you know what I mean, early. So, you know what I mean? So he can be productive throughout the game. And he was. But he still got a lot in the tank and he wants to go out there and prove it. So the extra move, to in his mind, he wants the game more yards. But, you know, I think it does come down to recognizing where you are on the field versus what you need and whether it's a third and long, third and short, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I think, what you talking about, like, I know what you're talking about. Like, I think he lost like 4 or 5 yards, but he also did it a second time in the game where he picked up an extra 12 or something like that. So, I mean, it's a give and take type of thing. Like, y'all want him to not do that and, you know what I mean, not get himself going. But, you know what I mean, you also got to be mindful of where you are on the field.
Yes, that's the part that's killing me. Be mindful. Like, that one play, like, bro, you was not getting no more extra yards. You had 3 guys around you. Like, just take what you can get and get down. Like, you ain't going to be able to, you know, dodge and weave every time. And Zay Flowers do that shit a lot, too, bro. Like, I understand you quick, fast, you want to show your ability. But, bro, if you got 4 or 5 guys around you, you ain't juking all 4 or 5 of those guys, bro. Like, I don't care what you say. You ain't doing it, bro. Like, they gonna, one of them guys are going to get you. You know what I'm saying? So just take what you get. Like, yeah. I get it. And I understand Odell. Listen, Odell wants to get in that box bag. I get it. He ain't been in there in a minute. He's fiending. I can tell. Look about, like, when he ran over that DB yesterday, he wanted to score bad. I get it. I know you can't wait to score because you want to do your dance. You want to celebrate. I get, but guess what? Patience, baby. It's going to come. I promise you. You're going to score a touchdown. I promise you. And you just got to have patience.
And the same thing with Zay, like, you know, he got his first and so now he want more. But, I kind of a little tiny bit disagree with you, like, on the Zay Flowers, like, dancing and make people miss. Like, that's why the Ravens went out and drafted this kid, because he is elusive, like the whole thing. Yeah, I mean, but you never know, P. Like, you just never know.
If he boxed in like how Odell was yesterday, yeah, you're not making all those guys. I
don't know. Like, he made plays like that in college, and he's made similar plays already. So, like, I think that, like, his, like, the whole thing was he can make a guy miss in the phone booth. So, you know what I mean? Like, so he's capable of doing that, and that's why they got him on there. Although I do agree with you, yeah, sometimes just take the yards and go down. And he does. It was a couple times where I seen him catch maybe something across the middle and real something real short. And the linebacker was coming across and he hurried up and went down. Like, so yeah, like, I would like to see him do that a little bit more.
The cross play he caught yesterday where he took it and ran for 40 something yards, that was beautiful. That was a smart play. Because you take it up and cut it up field. You know what I mean? Right. He had open opportunity. But when it's like a little a quick hit or something like that, and it's like 4 or 5 guys around you, just get what you can get and get down, bro. Like, sometimes it just ain't gonna always work out. Sometimes the defense just read the play better.
I get it, P, but again, that's why they brought that dude in here. Like, they brought him so because he got wiggle balls. Like they know what he can do.
Yeah, I mean, I just like to get my yards and get what we can get sometimes. Because sometimes when they do all that extra stuff, you lose yards and it's like, come on, dude. Like, just be smart sometimes. And I think those are things that we can be good with. But other than that, I mean, that's my small nitpicks. I mean, that's small stuff. But that the biggest thing for me was Justice Hill. Like, I don't know. Justice, I'm not confident in you, Justice Hill. Like, I'm sorry, bro. I'm not. Gus, you looked amazing yesterday. You look like he looked like the Gus that I was expecting to see. Downhill.
Gus the bus.
Oh. Yeah, that 80-yard pass and catch, man. Man, Gus, that's what I'm talking about. That's the Gus that I like to see. You know what I mean? He was awesome. And even Patrick Carr, I don't like you like that, Patrick Carr, but that play, that was a nice play. I can't hate on
Patrick Carr. Yeah, like, I said, we gonna run this full receiver spread, you know what I mean? Which means, Patrick Carr is not in the lineup. Like, that's what I want to see a little bit more of. But, like, week in and week out, like, Patrick Carr can, Ricard continues to show why he is that dude and why the Ravens love to keep him on the field. Like, you know, you pay him up with Gus the Bus, pause, it's crazy. And again, we got guys coming back from injury. You know what I mean? We got guys that were signed because guys were injured. So now, like, we are actually seeing all of that mesh and gel. So, like, yeah, man, it's looking good.
So it's another area that I got hit at, JB.
Go ahead.
So yesterday was National Tight End Day, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Get it. Mark. Mark, you look great, right? But I got a problem. What? It's National Tight End Day. Where my boy at?
Oh, Likely?
Yeah, what's up?
Hold on. Likely was out there, bro.
I'm talking about Todd. It's National Tight End Day. Dial him up a play.
Feed him. Feed him. But here's the thing, though. When he was in there, like, he was in there for specific reasons that either led to, like, a deep pass or led Lamar to run, or it led to, like, big runs. Like, he was in there. When he was in there, like, he was blocking. Like, he I watched him a couple times after Ronnie Stanley got beat for those two holding calls. I don't know if it was him who gave up the sack or something like that, but yeah, like Isaiah Likely was in there to chip, you know what I mean, and help out. Like he really wasn't getting the ball thrown to him like that, but I like how they use him. Like they couple of those like those runs where I was down the sideline, Lamar Jackson or whatever. Like he was in on those blocks. So, like, yeah, I guess they trying to figure out, yeah, use them in different ways. But, yeah, we want to see him get the ball.
I hear you, but check me out. They drew that play up for Mark, that quick pop to make him score a touchdown. Hey, bro, it's okay to use Likely, too. Get the boys. I mean, come on, bro, feed them a little bit. Like, draw something up for Isaiah Likely, too. All I'm saying is make it fair, bro.
I agree, because he definitely came in and he was a great pitch hitter for when Mark Andrews went down.
Yeah.
He kind of carried the team the second half of last season when after Lamar went down and Tyler Huntley came in. Like him and Tyler Huntley had their thing, because I guess because both of them are second unit guys. But yeah, like we want to see him mix it up. We know what he can do, so we want to see him catching some first team reps and
he's got to have a package in his offense where you say, okay, listen, we want to dial some things up for Isaiah Likely too. I get it. You know, Mark's your guy. I get it. But come on, dial Isaiah Likely up too. Let him get the ball too, man. Give the boys some pack. Like yesterday, I feel like Isaiah should have had a touchdown along with Mark yesterday. It was National Tight End Day, man. Dial something up for the kid. Let him get in the box. Like, come on, he got no catches yesterday. None.
Yeah, none.
Zero.
Yeah. And see, I want to just kind of go back to my Pat Ricard comment. Like, I want to see them run double tight ends. Like, it's not like we don't have a plethora of tight ends. Pause. Like, but come on now, like open, and I'm hoping that they waiting until the end of the season. I mean, yeah, towards the end of the season, like to really crack it open. But I you know what I mean. Todd Monk been impressed this week, and I want to see him continue to get better. Throw the ball to Isaiah Likely. That's what we want.
You gotta. My thing is this, JB. You gotta involve him in the offense because you're gonna need him as the season go on. But if you don't involve him now, you can't expect to involve him so late and then he don't make the plays you want him to make because he was never involved in the offense. Like, you got to get him going. You know what I mean? Just like you say, like, Odell wants to get going early in the game so he could be good. You got to get him going, right? Well, guess what? You got to do the same thing for Isaiah Likely, too. You got to get him going. Like, right now, he's really not involved in your pass game and your offense at all. And to me, last year, he was legitimately good last year. Like, Tampa Bay game, he was great. The Saints game, he was great. Like, we got to get him going in this offense. Like, it's not just Mark that's your only tight end in this offense. You have two pass-catching tight ends, and Isaiah Likely can get the job done, too. But you gotta feed him, too. You got to
get
packages. You know what I'm saying?
I
get it. You know what I mean? You're slowly trying to get your offense going, but you got to bring Isaiah Likely in the circle. You got to get him going. You know what I'm saying? They got to put him in there, man. Like, even if you got to switch it up and say, you know what, Mark, you stay in block and let Isaiah run this play instead of you getting the ball. You know, something, but you got to get him going.
Yeah, but I don't think they're going to do that because, like, there's a huge chunk of the Ravens offense that goes through Mark Andrews. So, like, I don't know if they're going to do that. But what I – like I said, like, I can just go back to the double tight ends, man. I lost my thought about – oh, you were saying you want them to figure it out. Like, I think right now, Todd Monken and Lamar Jackson, along with the receiver core, I think they're all figuring it out. Like, I think they – it's okay, Odell is back, and a couple other guys – are back and but so they just trying to figure out Rashad Bateman. Like you haven't mentioned your boy yet. Like Rashad Bateman had a decent game.
The reason why I'm not mentioning him because he ain't do much. He had two catches. Yeah. Okay.
Well that's what I'm saying. He had two catches for 36 yards. Right? But again, that was one of those things where they went away from him. Like I think he only had like three targets after that. Because Odell Beckham was catching the ball. Zay was catching the ball. Mark was catching the ball. So, the point that I think, Pat Ricard had a couple. Nelson Aguilar had the touchdown. So, like, right now, Lamar has, a lot of guys that he is getting the ball to. So, is Rashad Bateman going to be somebody who's just going to fall through the cracks and fall to the bottom of that list? Or he's going to go out there and continue to prove every week, hopefully getting better and stronger from the injury, like healing from the injury. Is he gonna go out there?
If Rashad Bateman was that guy, JB, he'd already showed you he was that guy. What you're getting out of him is probably what you're gonna get. And the reason why I say that is because when you watch Devontae Adams, he's that guy. When you watch AJ Brown, he's that guy. When you watch these top receivers that play in this league, Justin Jefferson and all those guys, and Jamar Chase and those guys, they are that guy. When you watch Rashad Bateman, he is not that guy. So I've already lost all confidence in him, period. His two little catches he got yesterday, good job. I mean, hey, whatever. You did that? Okay, fine. I'm moving on. I'm totally past Rashad Bateman right now. So far, I could care less at this moment. He is not the first round draft pick that we thought we were getting. He just ain't. And that's just, I'm to the point where I understand that right now. So I'm past him right now. So whatever he does is whatever. I just don't care to the point to address him at this moment because he's just not what we thought he was going to be. Like he's just not, you know what I'm saying? When I look at a number one guy, I just named you number one guys. He ain't nowhere near those guys level. At all. So his two little catches yesterday, okay, I give you a good job. Yeah, I mean, but other than that, I've been past him. So I don't even care. You know what I mean? If they involve him in the offense or not. I just think that if you that guy, you would have showed it already. You showed me who you were. So man, I'm like beyond him at this moment. So his contributions to me, it don't matter. I guess for me to say it at this point. Because I still don't believe he has his confidence. I still don't believe that he's into the football. I'm past him. So I really don't care what Rashad Bateman does at all. I don't. Like, I'm on to Nelly, Zay Flowers. I want Isaiah Likely to get his catches. Like, Isaiah Likely really can get his reps, to be honest with you. I just don't care about Bateman. I don't. I'm sorry. I don't.
Yeah, come on. Come on over to the Nelly side.
I'm kind of double-thinking. But even Nelly can get in the box. And when he get in the box, he catch the ball. You know what I mean? So, like, I'm just kind of done with that guy, man. Like, I still, to me, why are you still here? That's just how I feel about him. But, I mean, hey, the Ravens want to keep him. They got their faith. To me, I'm already, in my mind, he was already traded. That's just how I feel about him. But, because I'm going to be honest with you, John, what effect did he have on the offense yesterday that made you say, oh, Bateman was this? Where? Like, honestly, if he didn't play yesterday, did you need him? Really?
No, I mean, like you said, he had like two receptions for 36 yards. Now, again, I mean, you're right. But like for me, at that point, I would have liked to see the Ravens keep going to him, but like not force feed him, but yeah, like get him some more reps. Like they only threw to him one more time. So like, yeah, I think Todd Monken, Lamar, I think they all figuring it out. And I think, unfortunately, he's going to fall by the wayside. So so he's going to become a shoulda, coulda, woulda, at least here in Baltimore. Like I would like to see him go somewhere and start fresh and rehab the way that he needs to get to that, all-star status that he should be playing at. And it just sucks though.
Well, good luck to him wherever he goes at. Good luck. It ain't here. It ain't here. I can tell you that now. So if he do go somewhere else, and good luck. But it ain't here. I mean, the Hollywood situation, how's that working out?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. The grass ain't always green on the other side. Always like green. You guys, yeah.
But
hey.
But I think G-Ro definitely used Hollywood totally wrong. Like everything that Todd Monken is doing with Zay, that's what should have been going on with Hollywood, and they just wasn't putting him in a position to win, like to utilize his talents as a wide receiver, because he a smaller dude. Like there's no way he should be matching up with a bigger DB, like put him in a slot, like let him figure it out. But G-Ro never got to that.
I bet you Hollywood talking about he want to come back to Baltimore now.
Yeah, well that's some of the rumor mill. Like they talking about maybe possibly signing him back, something about a sign and trade. Like I don't know. Like it was a whole bunch of stuff like buzzing like within the last 24 to 48 hours. Like
I'll trade him for Bateman right now. I'll trade him for Bateman right now.
And that was one of the talks, like Bateman for Hollywood.
I'd do it right now. Yeah. I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
I would do it in a heartbeat. I'm telling you right now. Cause one thing I can say is Hollywood is a dog.
Yeah.
And baby, you ain't a dog.
Yeah, he'll go play.
So yeah. I'll take that in a heartbeat. But hey,
the other crazy thing. Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm listening.
No, I'm saying like the other crazy thing that I saw, right, as far as like the rumor mill, trading or signing or whatever, was Adonikan Sue was talking about the Ravens was in touch with him and possibly signing him. So like I don't know. Like he said he had to figure some stuff out. So like I'm gonna ask you, like what do you think about that? Like if they did actively pursue him, should they sign him? You know, like what
do you think about that? I think it's a good move. I think it helps the D line. I think it's a great move because let me see. How can I say this? Travis Jones, who they drafted last year, he's not there yet. And I think that they're trying to get some more oomph out of their D tackles. I mean, you got Michael Pierce. Michael Pierce, I'm not going to say he's great. I'm not going to say he's bad. I'm just going to say he's mid. He's mid.
Yeah, yeah. He's very inconsistent. He'll have a monster game one game and then disappear for another two.
Right. So very inconsistent. I feel like you add the Dominican Sue in there. I think it's not a bad. I think it's pretty good. I mean, you know, you could take Pierce out, put the Sue in. I mean, you could put Pierce with Matty BK, and then you could put Broderick Washington with Sue. You know what I mean? Like, I just think they can interchangeable those guys. Sue to me it's not a bad idea. I think it's a good idea to beef up your defensive front. I don't see no problems. I don't see nothing wrong with that. I think that's okay. Like I said, to me, Michael Pierce is kind of mid. So I'm not super high on him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what's wrong with Michael Pierce. I mean, when he was back with the Ravens years ago, he was great. But now he's just kind of mid. He's more so like old to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, now as Sue coming here and outplay him, like, that says a lot about Michael Pierce. It almost says to me that Michael Pierce might need to retire. If Sue come in here and outplay you, like, that's just, I hope that's not the case, because, like I said, Michael Pierce, I'm not super impressed. I mean, he's just mid. He's almost like he's just a guy, you know? So.
Oh, no, don't do that. Don't give him the just a guy, lady.
I mean, hey. I'm just looking at it, like, think about it. Okay, so tell me something that Michael Pierce has done this year to make you say, dang, he look good. Like, woo. Like, when you look at Matty BK, you was like, oh, he look
cute. Right.
What has Michael Pierce did that stand out? And you be like, okay,
yeah, Michael Pierce. It's not. Nice. I mean, like, he's had a couple, you know what I mean, like, in there, like, helping somebody assist or something like that. But, yeah, like, nothing to call his name. Like,
no.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah. Like, that was the game that Michael Pierce went off. So, yeah. I get it.
You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. He's just a guy. I mean, he, like, the person I'm calling on D-line is, I'm calling Matty BK. I'm calling, sadly to say, I'm calling Odafe. I'm calling Van Noy. And I'm calling, what's the name? I keep forgetting his name, bro. What's my man name with the dreads? Oh, God.
Jadeveon Clowney?
Yeah, Jadeveon. That's who I'm calling. Like, out of all those names, you don't even call Michael Pierce's name at all. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say he's just a guy, man. You ain't calling his name at all. Out of those names on that D-line, you ain't talking about Michael Pierce, bro, at all. So, I like I said, Sue, hey, man, Sue could come in there and be a reckless in that middle, yeah, like that. Yeah. I'll take it.
Just let him loose.
I'll take it.
Right now,
with that.
Right now, here's, because I would pursue him in a heartbeat, just like you said. Here would be the pushback from a lot of people, right? Like, you know, in the past, he's had the reputation of being a dirty player. You know what I mean? He's had a lot of, like, crazy stuff happened that involved him on the field. So if you, like, you know how conservative John Harbaugh and that front office is, this is absolutely by far something that you should pull the trigger on. Are they going to do it? Like, and if they don't do it, are they going to use all those things that I just said against him?
So my question to this is, so if you want to say that, John, his last stop he was in Philly, was he dirty then?
No, he absolutely wasn't.
So why are we even talking about it?
Right, but I'm just saying, like, I'm giving you what they absolutely talk about behind closed doors. You know,
I mean, I think we beyond the dirty stuff. Like, the man is at a point in his career right now. He's chasing a ring.
Proven, right?
He's chasing a ring. He want to win.
Right, he's chasing the ring because, like, that was one of his terms. Like, he wanted to go to a Super Bowl contending team. Like, he had mentioned last year he got calls from the 49ers before he went eventually signed with the Eagles, right? So, but yeah, I would absolutely, if I'm in the front office, I'm absolutely picking up that phone. Like, what can the Ravens do for you? Like, you know what I mean? And it probably won't, it's not going to be that huge of a cost. You know, so like, yeah, go ahead and do it, Ravens.
But I'm saying, I just think it's to me, it's an okay deal to bring him in. I mean, I'm not seeing Sue as a dirty player anymore. I think we passed that. I think the man is just, he's chasing his ring. He want to get his ring.
I understand. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't think he's the player that people call him dirty anymore. I think we
are. No, great. No. Yeah, absolutely right. I don't think he is.
Yeah, we're way past that. So if the Ravens have conversations about that, then y'all don't need to sign him if you're thinking that way, because, I mean, he's not that player. Like, if you got to have judgment about that right now, then something's wrong on y'all behalf, because he's not who we think he is. Like, he was with the Eagles last year, and he didn't play dirty. He was fine. You know, he contributed to what they had going on. Their defensive line was crazy last year. They had 70 freaking sacks. 70. Like, that's unbelievable. So, like,
That's the key. Like, he can think of, we already leading the league in sacks. Just think about if you bring him in. Oh, my God. Crazy.
Yep. So, yesterday was a great game. I hope for consistency. I hope for the Ravens to consistently keep playing football this way. I don't like, I love Lamar's press conference yesterday, how he said, we just got to keep it going, because he don't like the fact that they say, oh, 1 week, you know, we up on offense, and the next week it's not good, and we got to be more consistent. And I agree with Lamar. He's absolutely right. We have to be more consistent. We have to play better every week and get better as a unit every week. We can't have these lapses and playing bad and just play down to competition. No, we got to play. When the Ravens play, they got to look themselves in the mirror and look and realize that you're playing against yourself. Every time they go out there, you look in the mirror, I'm playing against myself. I have to beat myself. And you're running through these teams. So Lamar was right at the press conference. Absolutely. We have to continue to be consistent on offense, because when they're consistent on offense and they're playing the way that they played yesterday, they're unstoppable. And they have to keep that way. You got the Arizona Cardinals coming up this week. You're going to Arizona. This is not a type of game where you play down. And don't give me and another thing. Arizona ain't a team that you just say, oh yeah, we're gonna walk over them. Because I'm gonna be honest with you. Arizona, they've been playing good football every single week, and they've been giving teams fits every single week.
Problems.
So Arizona, don't sit here and think because we're playing the Cardinals, oh, this is a sleeper and we can go to sleep. No. This is a game. You come out there just like how you play Detroit, and you smack them around, and you deal with them, and get them off the field. Stop coming out with the, no, we need consistent football, because this is how you separate yourself from other teams. Like you see Kansas City right now, they're starting to separate themselves from teams. Like, they're just running their division. They're 6-1. They're separating themselves. So this is how you become a dominant team. Because, like, right now, yeah, Baltimore Ravens, they talking about you in the media crater. Oh, this is the team that could, that's a threat to the Kansas City Chiefs. This is what they're saying about you right now. But you go in Arizona and you play a dog crit, they can be like, who is this team? Who is that? Like, are they really good? You know what I mean? Because everybody been waiting to give y'all a crown and crown you and tell you that you're this great, but you have too many, you have games where you had laps. Coast game, Steelers game, Titans, you didn't play that great. Like, I need a consistent team that goes out there every week. The more consistent you are, the better you are. So I'm hoping that when they go out to play in Arizona, they just have the same attitude and they just run straight through this team. You know what I mean? I watched the Cardinals play yesterday when they played the Seahawks. Seahawks are a good football team. Yesterday, to me, the problem with the Seahawks wasn't their defense. The problem with the Seahawks yesterday was their quarterback. You know, Geno, he had a bad game yesterday. I don't know what's wrong with Geno, because he played great last year. I just think yesterday he put his team in harm's way. So, again, Lamar, you can't put your team in harm's way. You got to play a good game. You know what I mean? Like, Geno didn't play well. Lamar, you have to play well. So, like, those type of things right there against the Cardinals, they thrive off little things like that, because that gives them confidence to play better. So with a team like Arizona, you got to punch them early to take their confidence, because the longer you keep them in the game, their confidence just gets bigger and bigger, and they feel like they can compete with you. So I want them to dog them. Sorry to say, but that's how I want them to dog them.
Don't be sorry at all. Like, that's what we got to do. Like I said a few weeks ago after we lost to the Steelers, these next five games, like, are a must win. It didn't matter who we was playing. They all must win. So we gotta go out there, starting with Arizona, punch them in the mouth and keep going and getting better every week. So that's all I gotta say. It's like, you have to be mentally focused at this point in the season. So
yeah, definitely. So we're gonna close out tonight. Awesome win. Awesome way to come out. I was very excited of what I seen. We're gonna come back, guys. We're gonna come back earlier in the week because I know it's kind of rough to give you guys content on a Saturday and then try to push it to you before the game. So what we're gonna try to do here now, starting, we're gonna try to work it out where we come in on, we record on a Wednesday or a Thursday to get the content out to you guys earlier. So just bear with us. I know the content sometimes come out a little late, but we're working on that right now. We're just going through some little growing pains, but we're going to get it fixed for you guys, and we're going to get it rocking and rolling. So, again, we're going to end out tonight's show. Ravens, you played awesome. I appreciate what I seen yesterday. I'm very happy for what I seen. You also know you can follow us on Apple or Spotify, Only One Ravens Podcast. Appreciate you guys for listening, for tuning in. Me and my co-host, we're going to end out tonight. Y'all have a good night. Peace out.
Holla.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become? Senua Saga, Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.